I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking Rome After Dark. I'm joined by Francesca Caruso, a wonderful tour guide who's a Roman, and Jean Openshaw is the co-author of Europe 101, History and Art for Travelers. And Jean co-authors my city guides. So the art and the history that you find in my city guides is to a great extent thanks to Jean. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Roberto is on the line in Huntley, Illinois. Bob, thanks for your call.
Very good job on that name.
Io parlo italiano.
Bravo.
Rick, it's a pleasure to speak to you. Recently, this is really an After Dark question. Recently, I had a flight from Warsaw down to Fiumicino, the airport near Rome, which is about 25 or 30 kilometers from the city. It was a late night flight, and I got in, and I was looking around for a taxi to get into town, and someone approached me, and just without thinking, I said, yes, I'm going downtown to my hotel. Oh, great, you know, come on, just stand right here for a second, and I'll have my car right there. So I stood there for a second. He pulls up in a big black Mercedes, which is very nice. He hops out. We get in the car. He's driving about 125 kilometers an hour into town, and it kind of scared me a little bit. It was almost like the Mr. Toad's ride into Disney World, and I wondered if it was safe. I mean, we didn't have any problems, and we got to the hotel okay. And the same trip on the way back to the airport, I had the hotel call a cab for me, and the cabs are really well organized in Rome. It's quite impressive how they have technology in the cars, much better than here, as a matter of fact. And I got in the cab, but on the way back to the airport, we actually went on a dirt road through a junkyard and got back somehow on the autostrada, and I never figured out if that was normal or what. And for a minute, I thought, well, I should have been scared. There might have been six guys jumping out and grabbing me in the junkyard. And honest to Pete, dirt road through a junkyard, back up some bumpy little half-paved road, and we got back on the autostrada again and went to the airport.
On the way to the airport via a dirt road and a junkyard. Francesca, yeah. What would you think?
From downtown Rome.
Well, you did get to the airport, and you did get to Rome. So.
That happens occasionally.
No, it happens. I mean, and just as a general rule, I mean, the dirt road part of the taxi, it worries me a bit. But in general, I think it's a good rule if somebody comes up to you to offer to take you into Rome by car to say no, thank you, right. And try to
because they're getting around the very good laws. Now they have a fixed price for taxis to take you into Rome from the airport. And a tip there is to remember that they need to be City of Rome taxis, because if it's a provincial taxi or whatever you would call it, they have the legal right to charge you much more.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe the fixed rate from the airport into town with a city taxi is quite reasonable.
And it ended up that the taxi that I took into Rome when I got into the airport wasn't a city taxi because it didn't have, you know, I realized it didn't have the same kind of equipment. And I did kind of haggle with the price. I mean, it worked out just fine, but it was an experience that perhaps I should have avoided.
Well, Bob, anytime, as Francesca says, anytime you're met by a guy on the curb that says, hey, tourist, you want to ride? Wait here, I'll bring my friend. Something's not quite right. Bob, thanks for your call, and I'm glad you made it to the airport.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.